Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. City boss Pep Guardiola says he will not complain about a star-studded squad at his disposal, but he admits Man City have to sign a prolific striker in the coming years to succeed Sergio Aguero. City's bid to land England captain Harry Kane failed in the transfer window, with Tottenham chairman Daniel Levy not willing to let his prize forward go. Aguero left for Barcelona at the end of last season, and City's all-time record goalscorer has not been replaced. Without a number nine, City are trying to do their best in all competitions, but Guardiola had this to say ahead of Saturday's trip to Chelsea. He said, "Always I had strikers in my career. Like goalkeepers are the biggest specialist position. I had Samuel Eto'o, Thierry Henry, Lionel Messi, Robert Lewandowski, Thomas Muller and Sergio for a few years. The club needs in the next few years a striker. When it's not possible, it's not possible. We move on with the fantastic squad we have." In terms of that squad, he's got selection headaches ahead of the game against Chelsea at 12:30. Man City will recall the majority of their players rested for the Carabao Cup win over Wickham. Rodri, Amit Laporte, John Stones were all sidelined by injuries recently and will look to be monitored and prove their fitness. Nathan Aké could return after being granted compassionate leave. Alexander Zinchenko and Ken Gundogan also missed Tuesday's game because of fitness concerns. Into the transfer market, and Man City are ready to do whatever it takes to sign Kylian Mbappe in the January transfer window. City spent all summer trying to lure Harry Kane away, but that deal looks to be dead in the water. After splashing £100 million on Jack Grealish, they now want to try and sign a forward. City owner Sheikh Mansour is reportedly prepared to back the club financially in the middle of the season in order to prize Mbappe away, as he prepares to move on, at the end of the season anyway, on a free transfer.